Not that I know of, no.
So that was from the county organized
yes.
one.
Yes.
Is Russ doing one again?
I have not heard. So anyways, that did bring a lot of people in. We're trying to narrow down. So if they come in just for the treasure hunt, we've done a tick mark on that. We didn't ask if they were from out of state, in state, whatever. We just was concentrating more on why they were coming in the museum rather than where they were coming from.
What are your numbers looking
and
like?
So our numbers are, visitation numbers are looking really good. Sales were down about 1,200 for the year.
Oh, that's not too
so
bad.
So that's not bad.
That's not too bad.
Yeah.
Because you were really high last year.
So the year before, 2021 was huge.
Yeah.
2022 was down a little bit.
I think people are struggling financially right now.
Yeah, so we're on our demographics, we're trying to really narrow down. Like we have the quilt show, we just write quilts. If they come in specifically for the quilt show, we're doing tick marks.
That way it gives you a better count of
right,
what brings people.
Like Sam was needing some stats for a grant, mm-hmm. and they really wanted, like, what does this art program bring in? How many people does this, you know, art exhibit bring in or whatever? And so we kind of had to think back and kind of that. So we're trying to keep better stats on that kind of stuff. So the Chinese exhibit we had in was very well received, and a lot of people were surprised, as I was, because I had no idea that Silver Reef had such a huge population of Chinese down there, because there is nothing left.
There's
because
nothing.
They had their bodies were exhumed and taken back to China, so there's not even a cemetery left.
Oh, that's true. They would do that. That's traditional for their
well, some in this thing it said some man had paid to have them all done, and I it didn't say when that was. I'm sure it was years and years and years and years ago, because when I lived down in that area, there was no that you knew Chinese was in the area was the little Chinese display in the museum at Silver Reef, and that's the only way you knew the Chinese was even there. So I found that really interesting at how huge the area was.
There were a number of people that mentioned to me how surprised they were to see the Chinese
And
display down here, and they thought it was great. I mean, I heard really good things about it.
And that's just the beginning. I mean, they are the Utah Chinese Association is just starting their research.
It's wonderful.
So this was kind of a way to get money and stuff for
research. More research.
Yeah. So, I was surprised. I knew the Chinese in Park City, and I knew Wan Sing because he's our local.
Yes, of course.
But that at Silver Reef blew me away, just because I knew they were down there. I just didn't think it was such
a
huge amount that was down there.
Quite a cultural.
When you say down there, where?
Silver Reef. It's down by Hurricane.
Oh, okay. Because
it was a mining community.
Right.
And
Price had a lot of Chinese too.
Right, along with the Greeks.
Yeah.
Yep.
Still got lots of Greeks down there, but yeah. So hopefully we can bring it back in a couple of years when they have some more information. Because when you looked at the map, almost every county had a star on it that there was a Chinese community in the late 1800s. So.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, great. Okay, so did we decide we should plan?
We can plan, we can always cancel.
So second Wednesday at 1:30?
Yeah, so the second Wednesday will be the 13th in September. And yeah, if 1:30 still works, we can plan on.
Is that good for everybody?
Okay. I won't be able to make it. That's when Crow Canyon's going to be here.
That's okay. It's okay. We always have a conflict here or there. Well, thank you everybody for coming, and we'll jump for today. Then.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking time, everybody.